T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bills and the Rams on Sunday. Nate's here hanging out with us, and John Murphy's joining us on the Wester Hotline. Of course, Murph and Steve Tasker and Sal Capaccio on the broadcast Sunday right here on WGR. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Happy Football Friday. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Yes. We are too. Well, 2-0, Murph. So let's start with what looks to be, on paper, a very intriguing matchup, potentially high-scoring game between two offenses that are doing very well through the first two games of their seasons.
Yeah, I think so. We don't, for whatever reason, and there's a laundry list of reasons, we haven't had a lot of games where we, over the last several years, where you anticipate a shootout. I think there's going to be kind of a shootout. I really do. They're good defenses, Bills and Rams, but really a couple of offenses that have really hit their stride. And the Rams, they're 2 years removed from their Super Bowl appearance, and they've been good for a couple of years. 9 wins last year, they dropped off a little bit. But I think they've retooled a lot in this past off season, and they're operating at full speed. They were really impressive watching them the way they beat the Cowboys and then beat the Eagles last week, and just impressive how their offense looks like a well-oiled machine. And I think you could argue some of the same things for the Buffalo Bills offense so far this year.
Yeah, I think you're right, Murph, and I think it's funny, like the whole concept of the high-scoring shootout. There were too many times over the years where if the Bills played a team like that, we'd be like, okay, let's go defense. Let's try and keep this game in maybe the low 20s. But now on paper, it sure looks like the Bills have a team, have an offense, that if they get into a run-and-gun affair, have the ability to actually put up points to win the game.
Yeah, and nobody wants to get into a run-and-gun shootout, but if you're in it, it's nice to know that you can win those once in a while. I think the Bills have demonstrated they could do that. Now, again, the Jets and the Dolphins, not the best opponents, but it's a great way to start this season with two confidence-building, confidence-boosting victories. But you'd rather have it so your defense holds somebody in check and, you can win with 21, 24 points. But it might not be the case, especially this week against a very good Rams offense.
It's a really interesting portion of the schedule, too, John, when you look at it. You know, I think they held serve, so to speak. I don't think anybody's surprised to say they would go 2-0. They're better than the Jets. They're better than the Dolphins. And now you get into the stretch of the schedule with the Rams, with what looks to be a good Raiders team now, and then a trip to Tennessee, and, of course, the Kansas City game. These next four games, I think it's the next step up for the Bills. You know, we're going to learn a little bit more about where this season can go based on what happens in this next four-game stretch of the schedule.
Yeah, I agree. You know, by the time they get through these next four games, they'll have a pretty good sense of where they are and what they think about the season. And of course, the fourth of the am I reading this right? The fourth of the four games is the home game against Kansas City, Thursday night game, which a lot of people are looking forward to. I look at that as kind of a bellwether game for the 2020 season. But they'll be challenged much more than they have been the first 2 weeks by these next four opponents, including the Raiders and the Titans. But I think they're probably up to it. I think, look, when you put the Rams and the Bills on the field, you probably got two, at least, of the NFL's top 10 teams so far this year. So it should be a great game.
Murph, when you look at the Bills' offense against the Rams' defense, what are the biggest concerns? Because I think, you know, there are certainly two guys that jump off the page. They would not have faced a destructive force like Aaron Donald through the first two games, and they haven't seen a cornerback who plays at the level of Jalen Ramsey the first two games. But I guess delve a little bit into the Bills' offense versus the Rams' defense and what grabs you about that matchup in particular.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Donald is certainly the force to be reckoned with. And Jalen Ramsey is good, great, one of the best corners in the game, the highest paid corner in the game. But that's why you have John Brown and Cole Beasley. You know, if Jalen Ramsey can can do a number on Stephon Diggs. But I don't know what you do with Aaron Donald. I've watched him really dominate the Cowboys' good offensive line a couple of weeks ago, and a little bit of success against the Eagles. But he's a handful. And, you know, that Bills offensive line, I think, is still – they played pretty well, but they're still finding themselves. They've experimented with some different personnel combinations the first couple of weeks. And he will be – you know, Donald, as everybody says, he can be a game wrecker. He can change the course of a game. The Bills got to make sure that doesn't happen. And especially on the interior. It's one thing if a guy's an outside pass rusher and you can adjust and – you know, make moves to kind of take an outside pass rusher off his game a little bit. Much more difficult with an inside guy like Aaron Donald, who does. You know, you look at him; he's not physically imposing. He's certainly big enough, but he's not physically imposing. But he's just a great player with great hands. As Sean McDermott said the other day, one line answer: he's a wrestler. You know, and you can see how he brings all of those skills to the position. He's the best in the last several years at the inside defensive line position. He will be, I think, the key matchup for the Bills, that guy. And what they do with him, I think, you know, it's up to Mitch Morse and Quentin Spain and that group and whoever they're going to have at right guard. I would think probably Cody Ford. I think they're going to have their hands full with Aaron Donald.
You know, I think the interior offensive line, Murph, is a story. Maybe it's not front burner for a lot of Bills fans, but you're right. I think Sunday will be interesting to follow whether or not there's a rotation again. Was that just because it was hot in Miami? You know, they went into the season saying, we want to get the five best guys up front on the offensive line. And in game two, they're now rotating at both guard positions. So I'm curious about that. And then you factor in when Feliciano comes back, I think he's going into the starting lineup. He's got to be one of their best five. How does that impact Spain or whatever is happening at left and right guard going forward? It is a story to watch.
Yeah, good question. I think Feliciano is probably, for my radar, it's kind of on the fringes of it at least, not quite on the front burner. But that rotation they had going on against the Dolphins was interesting. Sean McDermott asked about it earlier this week, said it was not just because of the heat. You know, yeah, they're looking at different combinations, which is unusual, I guess, into the season. It's an unusual season, though. They didn't have a preseason to work out kinks and see who fits best. And I'll be honest with you, I think, you know, Darrell Williams at the right tackle spot is a guy to keep an eye on. I don't know if he's got that spot locked down. I don't think he's played blue ribbon football for the first couple of weeks of the season. But again, it's an unusual year because things are still coming together, even as we make our way through the early part of the regular season.
John Murphy with us on our Western Hotline. Bills Rams Sunday here on WGR. Let's flip it around, Murph. Now the Rams have the football and the Bills are playing defense. I know injuries are going to be part of your response here. What's going on with the linebackers for sure? But what do you think are some of the key issues in terms of trying to stop the Rams' offense, which has looked good in the first two games?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, when I watched the Rams' first couple games, and the offense is prolific and they're making big plays, and you think, well, who's the key guy here? Who is it? Is it Jared Goff? I don't know. Is it Robert Woods? I love Robert Woods, but mm-hmm. I don't think he's a guy who creates matchup issues. The key guy, I think, is Sean McVay, to be honest with you. They are a well-oiled machine. They run plays at a very fast pace. They seem to know exactly what they want to do. A lot of play action, like the Bills offense, and they know exactly what they want to do, and they're all pretty well-schooled in getting it done. I don't think, you know, the tight end, Higbee, had, what, 3 touchdowns last week? I don't think he's a matchup that you worry about. Cooper Kupp is a really good, reliable, dependable, steady receiver. I don't think he's a spectacular game breaker. They don't really have game breakers on offense, but what they have is a plan and a well rehearsed plan. And I think you got to look at the head coach and the offense he's instilled there now going into his fourth season. I think he was hired like the day after McDermott was hired, right? Back in 2017. I think he was hired the very next day.
Well, and again, a lot I think is riding on what happens with Edmonds and Milano. I think, you know, I think you could have, you know, as we saw, you could still beat Miami without those two linebackers. But now you're stepping up in terms of the offense you're facing. We know some of the issues with the middle of the field in terms of pass defense. And I also think in terms of the running game, if both can't play on Sunday, I think that's a real big problem facing L.A.
No, you're right. I skipped right over that, but you're right. And that was really a problem. I think most of the problems the Bills had on defense against the Dolphins were because of the absence of those two. They are critical components of Buffalo's pass defense, both those linebackers. Milano, because of his range, he can run, go sideline to sideline, make plays, he can cover. And Edmonds, because of his size and his length, I mean, he just takes up a lot of space and block. I mean, a lot of the people talking about Levi Wallace this, Levi Wallace that, a lot of those slant passes to Devontae Parker last week were in areas that you wouldn't be able to get to because Tremaine Edmonds would be backed up and clogging up that lane. And as active and as energetic as Tyrell Dotson and that group were last week and A.J. Klein, you miss Tremaine Edmonds when he's not in there as a pass defender. I think that is a critical question in this game.
Can I make a request for something? Do you take requests? Can people email and say, hey, Murph, I got something I want you to bring up with Tasker before the game. Can I do that?
Sure you can.
Because with his, honestly, it is a storyline. One of the things I was thinking about, John, when it comes to this game, the forecast is calling for maybe some pretty good wins on Sunday at the stadium. And Tyler Bass is a rookie kicker, and I'm curious what it's like with Steve's expertise going through special teams here. What kind of a learning experience? I know they practiced in the stadium, but they didn't have any preseason games, and this is the first, you know, somewhat windy performance. You know what it's like at that stadium with the winds? It's hard to get a handle on it, and I wonder what Sunday's going to be like for Tyler Bass trying to go through that learning experience as every Bills kicker and punter does at some point.
Yeah, I'll bring it up with Steve. I'm sure it's something that he's kind of helped guys through and during his long time here in Buffalo. Yeah, Tyler Bass, I'm sure, spent a lot of time over in the stadium this week, but maybe not replicating the conditions on Sunday. It's a battle of rookie kickers, too.
Right.
Sam Sloman, their seventh-round pick for the Rams, is getting his first look at the winds of Orchard Park. So, you know, who cracks first might be the story of the game, right? You never know, but that's something to keep an eye on, two rookie kickers going head-to-head in this game.
All right, Murph, enjoy the game Sunday, and we'll talk about it with you on Monday.
Great. Thanks, Howard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.